Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Dr. Ruth Westheimer has died. Her publicist says she died yesterday at home in Manhattan. What a remarkable story. Long before she became this country's best known, most beloved sex therapist, she was born in Germany and grew up under the Nazis. She spoke to me about it on New York One back in 2004.
When my father was picked up by the Nazis in Frankfurt and waved, I remember that picture as vividly as I remember something from yesterday.
She was put on the Kinder transport in the late 30s from Germany when Jewish parents in Germany sent their children out of Nazi Germany on their own to relative safety in other parts of Europe. She never saw her family again.
If I was spared of not having to die in a concentration camp, then I have an obligation to make something out of my life. But I didn't know it would be talking about sex all day long.
She eventually ended up in Switzerland and after World War II made it to Palestine, where she was trained as a sniper in the Haganah, the underground Zionist movement, in the 1940s. Eventually, she came to America and initially on a radio show on WYNY in New York called Sexually Speaking, started to make her name, and then numerous appearances on Late Night with David Letterman on NBC in the 80s that catapulted her to national fame. There were scores of books and appearances in the attempt to broaden the conversation about sex and demystify the conversation about sex, and she continued to live in her beloved Washington Heights, visiting her beloved Fort Tryon Park. Dr. Ruth Westheimer was 96. The city's health commissioner, Dr. Ashwin Vasan, has confirmed that two people living at one of the city's humanitarian emergency response and relief centers have been diagnosed with measles.
There are two cases in the Hall Street shelter out of 11 cases citywide. Despite how easily measles spreads, the city health department says the community is at low risk because so many people are vaccinated. They say the universe of possible exposures is limited to one floor of the shelter. Residents who cannot prove they were vaccinated will be tested for immunity, and those not immune will be quarantined for 21 days. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Clinton Hill.
Winds News Time, 2:06. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. A New York State trooper had claimed retaliation against former Governor Cuomo, but the judge ruled that the alleged action that Cuomo took against the trooper happened after her employment contract had already ended. The trooper sued Cuomo and two of his aides in 2022, alleging that Cuomo had inappropriate conversations with her and physical contact when she was part of his security detail. The two aides were accused of covering up the incidents. A judge dismissed them from the case last year, ruling that the plaintiff did not prove the aides discriminated or retaliated against the plaintiff.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.